I was 28 years old when my doctor told me that I'd be dead within 2 years if I didn't dramatically lose weight. I weighed 500 pounds, and I had no self-control when it came to eating. It wasn't uncommon for me to eat 10 Big Macs within a single meal. I had pretty much given up on life, and I thought that death would be the only way to end my miserable existence. But because I had nothing left to lose, I suddenly came up with a crazy idea. What if I traveled to a remote island without food and stayed there for a whole year? Forced starvation would leave me with no other choice than to lose weight. Now, I knew that fasting for long periods of time could be dangerous. Just recently, a guy in China died after water fasting for only 57 days. But as I already mentioned, my doctor told me I'd be dead soon anyway, so I went ahead and booked 2 seats on a flight to Papua New Guinea, a big island in the Pacific Ocean surrounded by lots of smaller islands. Of course, I had made other preparations. I had bought vitamin pills, a water filter, and even some shackles, so I could tie myself to a palm tree on the island. Last but not least, I asked a local fisherman to take me to a deserted island. I paid him $500 and told him that if he picked me up again a year later, that I would give him another $2,000 in cash. When I showed him the money, his eyes lit up, and I knew for sure that he would come back to save me once the 1 year period was over. We sailed for several days until we found an island with a freshwater spring. It was inside a small jungle, and that's where I tied myself to a palm tree. The fisherman must have thought I was crazy, but he promised to be back after 365 days. Oh, and if you're wondering why I brought the shackles, it's because I was worried that a random sailor would visit my island, and I would ask them to take me back to the mainland. So there I was, shackled to a palm tree. The first week was painful. My hunger got so bad I started chewing on the tree bark. But in the second week, something fascinating happened. For the first time in my life, I felt truly at peace. No one judged me for being a fat loser, and that's when I realized why I had always eaten so much in the first place. Eating gave me a feeling of comfort in a world that scared me. It was my coping mechanism for stress and anxiety. I probably developed it as a kid when my mom kept telling me I was a disappointment. I still remember that from ages of 8 to 14. She didn't look me a single time into the eyes. That's how ashamed she was of me. So it's no wonder that I felt unloved and lonely, and to feel better, I would go buy as much chocolate as I could and then eat it to feel good for a moment. But here, on my island, I was safe, and my hunger soon disappeared. Out of boredom, I even started working out. At first, I could only do sit-ups, but after 4 months, I had lost enough fat that I could train my whole body, doing push-ups, squats, and any exercise you could imagine. I felt like I finally had my life under control. But oh boy, I would soon find out how wrong I was about that. After day 180, I had lost enough weight that I could get my foot out of the shackles. I was free and thought that it might be healthier to start eating a little bit again. So I made a spear out of wood and went fishing. The first 2 weeks, I had no success. But then I caught a small octopus with my bare hands. It was a crazy fight with the squid squirting black ink in my face. But I succeeded and had my first meal in almost 200 days. Of course, that was barely enough food for a single day, and my fast continued. And besides working out for several hours a day, I would also meditate for around 6 to 10 hours. One time, I even had an out-of-body experience. It felt as if my spirit floated out of my body and looked down upon me. I still can't explain it, but those things happen when you meditate a lot. Finally, I felt at peace with myself. Even though I missed human contact, when I saw a sailboat heading to my beach, I started waving, but they quickly turned around and sailed away again when they saw me. I realized I had probably scared them because I was naked. Well, I continued to exercise until my 1 year stay was completed. I still remember when the fisherman came and saw me. He couldn't believe how slim and fit I was. I had lost more than 300 pounds and I got jacked. Back home in the US, I immediately went to my mom's house. I wanted to show her that her son wasn't the fat loser she had known before. "Mom, it's me." She took a look at me and responded,
"Oh, you finally lost some weight. Too bad you're stuck with that ugly face."
Wow, someone was in a bad mood. I tried to shake it off, saying, "Yeah, but I'm feeling good on the inside, and that's what matters."
"Well, do you even have a girlfriend?"
Ouch. She had hit my weak point. I was 29 and still a virgin. I decided to go to a cafe where my high school crush was working. I wondered if she'd be interested in me now that I was better looking. Hey, remember me? I'm Seth from high school.
Oh, hey. What can I do for you?
Just a coffee. And by the way, do you want to grab a drink after work? I'm curious how you were doing, and there are some good bars around here.
Ugh. Yikes. Leave me alone. We weren't even friends in school.
Ouch. Her words hurt, and I realized that I was still an unattractive loser to girls. No one wanted me. I went home devastated and fell back into my old habits. I ordered 2 family-sized pizzas and ate them in less than 30 minutes. It was another low point in my life, but this time I didn't even have a job. So once my money ran out, I was thrown out of my apartment and became homeless. By then, I was back at 300 pounds, and now I had to sleep on park benches. Luckily, I managed to take out another $20,000 loan from my bank, but I spent it all on food over the next 6 months. That's how I ended up gaining another 100 pounds. Every night I went to sleep praying I would die of a heart attack and never wake up again from this nightmare of a life. But that didn't happen. And then I ran out of money. I asked Mom to let me stay with her, but she said she didn't want a bum living in her house. So I stayed homeless and tried begging. Unfortunately, people don't give much money to fat guys like me, and I resorted to stealing sweets from supermarkets. One time, I carried 10 packs of Oreos under my jacket outside of the store. But I was miserable and thought about going back to the island or some other place where I had no choice but to lose weight. And then it hit me. The army. They would never allow one of their soldiers to stay fat. I applied the very same day, but was told by a recruiter that I had to get down to 24% body fat to be accepted. I thought, no problem, and went into the woods. I camped next to a river and chained myself to a big tree and threw the key far away. Again, I had no food with me, and the only way to free myself was to fell the tree with my pocket knife. It was a big tree, so I knew it would take months. To be exact, it took 3 months, which was long enough for me to become thin again. Then I applied to the army again, and this time successfully. It was the best decision of my life, because when I started overeating again during basic training, my sergeant noticed it and started publicly humiliating me by making me walk around without a shirt at all times, so everyone could see how overweight I was. It was so embarrassing that I actually started to eat less, and in the meantime, my sergeant also made sure I trained extra hard. If others ran 3 miles, I had to run 6. Today, I'm still in the army, and I'd rather endure hunger than my sergeant making me train double. By the way, I know how ridiculous this whole story must sound to you, but hey, it's the only way I know I can stay thin. Honestly, I'm just glad I'm still alive. Just do me a favor and don't fast for long periods of time without the supervision of a doctor. Some people die after a few months without food, and it's probably not worth the risk. Instead, you should befriend a bunch of fit guys, because if they see you getting fat, they will make endless fun of you. And that should be enough motivation to stay lean.